Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of 8 Bits and Joysticks, the podcast dedicated to the music of video games and all things gaming. I am your host, Andrew Padula, and I'm joined by my friends and your favorite co-hosts, Miles Bruckner.
Good.
And Sean Hughes.
Huh?
And this is episode 53 for the week of October 19th, 2015. Last week, we discussed the music of Devil May Cry, how to get your hands on some free amiibo, and we gave our impressions on the Star Wars Battlefront beta. Tonight's soundtrack of the week is Klonoa. We're revealing a brand new feature for Level 2, and Sean challenges me in the Remix Rumble. Remember, we broadcast new episodes first on Twitch, Monday nights at 10 p.m. The podcast is then posted every Thursday, so please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let's jump right in. And just some quick announcements before we get to the memory card. Last week we had some audio trouble, so we just wanted to say once again we apologize for that. We were working with a slightly different setup, so sorry for that. We got it all figured out now. Shouldn't be having any of those issues. But just wanted to say once again, our bad. We apologize. Please don't hate us.
Andrew apologizes.
Yeah, you don't.
I haven't decided yet.
Next announcement, our Halloween episode is next week.
Yippee.
So make sure you tune in live to celebrate with us. This is going to be the fourth annual Halloween special that we do. This episode is just one of the ones that it's always best to listen to live so you get the full effect, to get all of the really great songs that we're putting out for you guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun. This is probably my favorite one that we do. And it's always a blast. I think it's one of our top episodes of the year each time around.
No hype.
Yeah, no, none at all.
It's okay. Just another episode.
Not that it's bad to listen to the podcast on this one, but it's a lot of fun. If you get a chance to listen live, we encourage you to do so. Moving right along here, though, our Amiibo contest has begun. So if you had to bail last episode because the audio was a little too wonky for you.
We're not holding it against you.
It's fine. We totally understand.
I mean, Andrew does.
Let's just give a quick recap. So we have three Amiibo. We got Pac-Man, Ness, and Toad, and we want to give these away to you guys. So the way you can get your hands on one of these is you're going to send us an email to contact@8bitsandjoysticks.com.
Yeah, saying it to me in person doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
I like them, so email them to me, because I already forgot them.
That's contact@8bitsandjoysticks.com. It's the number 8, so don't spell it out, and then bits and joysticks.
I'm glad you specified that.
One thing. Yeah, well, I don't
get people
confused. Because I forgot. Yeah, it's the
I
number.
Don't ever email us.
It's the number, well, you shouldn't be. It's the number 8, and you're going to make the subject line Amiibo Haiku Contest. Don't put anything else, just put that. Makes it easier to look through the emails. And note which one of the figures you'd like to be considered for. Again, we got Toad, Ness, and we have Pac-Man. So you can feel free, you can put as many haikus in there as you want. I don't care. I'd rather you send us one email with 30 of them than 30 emails with one. So you could put as many as you want. We'll choose the best one.
Yeah.
One Amiibo figure per person, though.
But you're not going to get all three.
Because we're going to give them one of these a week once we start.
And they're going to be like, you know, Ness is going to be probably the hot commodity right there. He'll probably be most competed for.
I would imagine so.
Might have an easier time getting a Puckman or Toad.
Oh. Paku-paku.
Puck-puck. Yeah.
You can rank them. You can say, I'd like to get Toad, but if we don't pick you for Toad...
That's probably the best way to do it for
tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Give us your ranking of which ones you'd want.
The trailer's on.
Ooh, okay. We're gonna have to wrap this up fast then. It's Star Wars. Their new trailer and tickets going to sale today. Oh my goodness!
It's on right now, man. You're already missing it. It doesn't matter.
If you're listening to us, you're doing something wrong because you should be watching the Star Wars trailer.
Unless this is a podcast to you, because then you've already watched it.
I hope. If not, go to YouTube.
Yeah. What are you
doing? Oh, I guess it'll be on YouTube right after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll watch it live.
What we're gonna do.
The first winner will be announced Monday, November 2nd. So you still got some time. Next week is the Halloween show, and then the week after is when we announce it. So you got basically 2 weeks for you guys to send in your haiku. So once again, send a haiku, a gaming-themed haiku, to contact@8bitsandjoysticks.com. Make the subject line Amiibo Haiku Contest, and let us know which Amiibo figure, Toad, Ness, Pac-Man, that you would like to be considered for, and we'll get that out to you. So we'll contact you if you win. So make sure you don't email us and then delete your account.
That'd be weird.
That'd be super dumb, not cool.
Just let it exist. Use it for spam or surveys.
We're going to have to word it so it doesn't get automatically caught. But you've won.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Send that to everyone who sends in a submission.
So let's move into memory card. I guess I'll go first. I got Yoshi's Woolly World on Friday, and
I just got the amiibo, and that's it. The pink one.
You got the pink one?
Fuck yeah, the pink one. Why would I get any other one?
So good. I got a pink one as well.
Yeah, you would.
It was awesome.
Did you get the blue one too?
No, I didn't get the blue one.
Not yet.
I got one for me and Katie.
Did you get the green one?
Yeah, well, yeah, the green one came with it. I got the bundle.
For your cats?
No, that one's for me.
You should get the blue one for your cats. They'll probably play with it.
They probably would, but I don't want to.
You can name it Pussy.
My favorite movie is Toy Story, so the concept of getting a toy and then, like, throwing him at the animals, like, tear it to shreds. Like, that's...
You don't say tear it to shreds. You say, hey, here's your toy. Bring it over to the gamepad.
Yeah, because they'll listen.
And then you'll teach them when you put yours to it, they'll be like, meow.
They're chunky. They'll probably try and eat it.
Or sit on it.
Yeah, that too. But this game is absolutely adorable. Now, it holds true... It fits in line with the rest of the Yoshi games where it's pretty easy if... Don't make that face. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
That's his I'm sad face.
No, that's just I finished. just as the trailer did too, simultaneously.
What a coincidence.
Now it's back to the ball.
I didn't even have sound and... God damn, we'll watch it. We'll watch it with sound and in HD.
We'll watch it together
in a few minutes.
So it's still pretty easy, but what makes this one pretty interesting that I think was kind of lacking from Yoshi's New Island was that the secrets are really good in this game. So even
Ryan Seacrest?
Yes, Ryan Seacrest is fantabulous in Yoshi's World. But so you have to find stamps, which is kind of new for Yoshi. They had them in Mario 3D World, but you can find different stamps hidden in the gems.
And Kirby, I think.
Which takes the place of the red coins you used to find.
Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Oh, they were in there too?
I think they
are. Well, these are Miiverse ones.
Maybe it was just beads. Oh, Miiverse. That's cool. It's different.
You still find the flowers.
Now I have a mental image of Ryan Seacrest up on the stage, just in the front of the audience going,
Man
and now,
yarn.
This is American Yoshi's new idol.
Dun, 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 dun. I smell a fridge drawing.
Ooh.
It would be really good.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on how much effort I want to do later.
Oh, okay. but you can find flowers, you find stamps, and little hearts. And actually, the theme is that there's a Yoshi in each one. If you find five different, like, yarn bundles, then it unlocks a new Yoshi outfit for you. And
those are cool.
That makes it highly replayable because I'll blow through the level pretty quickly, but then going back and trying to find every single secret so that you can get the little like star or like flowers and signify that you've gotten everything, like, it's highly addictive. Yeah, beaten it. It's really addictive, especially for someone like me who's already inclined to collect things. Like it's pretty fun. I'm liking it a lot, and the music is fantastic. Like, it's actually very varied. It's not like as one track. I thought it was all going to be just kind of cutesy stuff. The last one, Yoshi's New Island, was very... It didn't really kind of differ. It kind of stuck with one theme, and that was really much it. I liked the music, but it didn't change that often. This one's cool. I'm hearing a little bit of, like, some jazz influences. There's one with, like, a really cool, like, slap bass. It's great. So far, I'm in love with this game. It's adorable.
You would be.
It's really good.
I'm in no way surprised.
Yeah. Well, why don't you surprise us then? What you've been playing?
I played Super Smash Bros. With our last intern, Mike.
Oh, okay.
He finally got to face me. He's been trying to get me for years, and he finally cornered me.
How did he fare?
We were both very inebriated. Well,
that's the best way to play
Smash. I was
Smash.
Kind of inebriated, maybe. Maybe a little.
Okay.
Moral of the story is there were two battles. In the first one, he was Roy. I was Olimar. It was close, and I lost.
Ooh.
He was very happy, and he was very proud.
I'm sure.
But he kept insisting that he did not fight me to my full potential. He said that I was rusty, that he didn't practice enough, and that I had to be my main. And then I was like, okay, man.
So did you Sanic?
I did not Sanic.
That's for next time when he's not rusty.
Ooh. We fitted.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And then we did eventually do one more. Last thing before I left. I don't want to brag, but let's just say I had two lives left.
You two stocked him?
Yeah, we had three stock.
Oh, okay.
Still
very
good.
Respectable.
Both times?
No. I got my ass beat the first time.
What about
the
second
time?
They
only played one.
I thought you played Olimar and Wii Fit Trainer.
With the Wii Fit Trainer, you only played one.
One with each.
Oh, no, I thought...
He creamed me when I was Olimar.
Okay, gotcha.
It was a good fight.
So you played two rounds.
I was really sad. He got me with an up B, and I was like, fuck your up B. Because it was like... and I died.
That makes me want a Roy. And then I was like... That much more now.
Wii Fit Trainer time. I stretched beforehand. I creamed him.
Stretch out those glutes.
And I know he's going to listen to this when it's a podcast. And he's going to be like, damn it, Sean! But I kind of... I got him.
Well, it sounds like he gave the Reign of Terror a run for its money.
As the president once said, we got him.
Nice.
Because those two things are comparable.
Yeah.
Good, that was.
I'm not calling Mike a terrorist.
No, that's terrible.
I'm not. And I do not condone terrorism.
No,
but
we don't.
I don't fuck around when I'm the Wii Fit Trainer.
You were like
actually,
the Navy
SEALs. I do sometimes. I stretch and I run back and forth. It was really good, though.
Okay.
It was a fun time. And nice. More importantly, I have actually been playing new stuff.
Awesome.
And by the way, Mike, rematch soon.
I'd like to see it.
Oh.
I'd like to watch a rematch.
All right. Well,
a grudge match.
We'll have a grudge match on the show sometime.
I'd like that.
We'll have the intern come back into the office.
You hear that? You're invited. He's throwing down the gauntlet.
He'll hear it when it comes out as a podcast.
I know. I know we can't hear it now at this second.
All right, well then edit my confusion out.
I know
in post.
How this works,
edit
Sean.
Edit it out in
technically,
post.
Technically, he is hearing it now this second.
Whoa.
Oh, God, because he's listening to it right now. Fuck.
It's crazy. Mind blown.
Yeah, so, you know, grudge match.
Neato.
My Olimar wants revenge.
What else have you been playing?
I picked up Alien Isolation for the PS3.
How are you liking that? I've heard good things.
I've yet to find an alien.
How many hours you played?
An hour in, hour and a half in, probably. Okay.
That means they're doing it right.
I'm fucking scared shitless, and
exactly.
Nothing's happened.
Good.
That means they're doing it right.
I'm playing it in my basement with no lights, by myself, and I'm scared shitless when any fucking noise happens. And, like, I'm playing it, and it's like, this is just, you know, they'll make a clanky noise when you turn a corner. It's expected, but, like, it's getting me. I don't know why it's getting me, but I'm getting get, and it's bad.
That's good. When games are more about, like, the vibe, that's,
it sucks. And then it was,
stuff.
Like, loading, and it was, like, you know, telling you stuff when it loads, and it's like, when the alien shows up, run.
You're dead.
It says stuff like that, but then occasionally it's like, trust no one. If you find anyone, don't instantly assume that they're here to help. And I'm like, what? And I just met this dude, and he's really
angry.
Don't
trust him.
Well, I have to talk to him. It's story-based. So he's, like, talking to me, and basically I think he's teaching me the mechanics of how...
Oh, okay.
Strangers work.
He's a tutorial astronaut?
Kind of. He's like
a tutorial.
So
what's going to happen is I'm going to stab you in the back. Okay.
Basically, he's like, stay the fuck away from me. He's like, don't come near me. And he's like,
oh, is that that guy in
I'm
Halo?
I'm going to talk to you.
In the first game when you walk in, he's like,
the dead
stay
one?
Back.
Master Chief? The dead one?
No. Oh. No, the guy in the...
Oh, yeah, the first one.
The
he
flood.
Sits in the corner. He's like, don't come near me. And he shoots you.
He's like, they were everywhere. He's
and then
like,
you
crazy.
Shoot him.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, nuts. But, yeah. I was walking in this room, and there were these two people who were very sane of mind, and they were like, hey, guys, we're going to the computer room. You want to come with us? Because I need to go there. And then the guy's like, fuck off! He points a gun out. He's like, get in the elevator and get away from us! And I'm just like, they sounded nicer than you. Can I go with them?
Is this a
and
kidnapping?
Now he took me to his room, and it's like...
It's a kidnapping.
It's just,
oh,
like,
no.
It's just like Portal, where that guy lives in the sides of things.
Oh, the rat man.
Yeah, he's
rat
got a room. He's got a room like that.
Den?
And I was playing... And he told me to do something, but I didn't hear what he said because somebody else was in the room at that one time. And they decided to speak. And now it's like Frozen, I guess?
The Disney movie?
No, not like Frozen. I mean like physically.
Oh.
Like I can't do anything. He's like, just do that real fast. The only thing in the room is a save point, so I save.
I'm just imagining the alien building a snowman.
Now, he's like, do you want to build a snowman? But
and the little mouth pops out for the
see,
next
now,
line.
See, now I smell a fridge drawing.
That's a good one.
Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah. But
it smells like xenomorph.
Yeah, so now he's like telling me to do stuff, and I'm walking around, and it's like nothing's making the game progress.
Hmm.
So I turned it off.
So you must have missed something.
I'm going to turn it back on later and then hope it's not actually, you know, done. If that's the game and I'm over, then that's really scary.
Well, I'm sure once you pick it back up, it'll open up more.
Yeah. I, you know, shouldn't have mentioned it since I've only played it for like an hour.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you got a chance to play that. I've heard good things about it.
I would like to play more so I can tell you more.
Sure.
But to my knowledge, aliens are like moose. They don't exist. I've never seen them.
I've seen a moose once.
Bullshit, you're making that up.
I'm not.
Show me a picture. Not off Google.
My dad might have a picture somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It's in Colorado.
A likely story.
Yeah.
I've gone up to Maine multiple times, and every time I don't see a fucking moose. I'm
well,
pretty
sure. I told
you sure
I saw it in fucking Colorado, not in Maine.
Moose. I've been in Colorado. Guess what I didn't see? Moose. So, fuck you. They're not real. And so far in this game, aliens aren't real either. Just one crazy bald white male, and then two normal people.
I've never played the game, so I don't know if this is going to happen, but I really want that guy to have a chest burst or just erupt from him while he's talking to you one time.
Well, that'd be a
and
cool
scare
way.
The shit out of you.
I was on my crew before, and then there's this one guy who was like teaching me how to play, basically. He was telling me how to walk around and put clothes on and shit. Because, you know, that's an important mechanic.
Why were you not wearing clothes?
Because I was sleeping in my sleep pod. In my undies.
Oh, I see.
And then
so
I got up and
sense.
I went to find the closet and it was like, close. And it was really fun. And then it was like Barbie Super Sports, that game that we rumbled 2 years ago.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's because I brought it to the table. Just wait for tonight. And then I talked to this dude and I was like, how come you're not asleep? And he was like, I don't sleep as much as you guys. I don't sleep like you. And I was like, I'm calling it now. You're a fucking robot. There's always a robot in an alien movie. There's always a fucking android. I already found him. It's Caucasian male with hair.
Whoa. Yeah. I like that they're deviating from their normal routine.
It's a Fassbender.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
That would be cool. Well, it's not a spoiler. They outright tell you.
Oh.
In Prometheus, they're just like, this is David. He's a robot.
Oh, yeah. Every other one's like, surprise, he was the robot.
And then whiny, pissy husband is like, I trusted you, and we found aliens, but I'm still sad.
Same.
Movie's dumb.
I didn't find aliens, because they're not real, like Moose.
Cool.
That's it. I'm good.
I look forward to hearing how else you like it once you find aliens.
I look forward to finding a moose.
Cool. Miles, what you been playing?
It won't happen.
Well, since the last time I've been here, I played the Star Wars Battlefront beta. And you read my thoughts on that.
Yes.
So you've heard about that. Not a whole lot of game playing in the last week.
It's like the calm before the storm. There's so much coming out like in the next like 2 months.
I'm gonna have to jump on Assassin's Creed really fast and play the shit out of that and beat it before Star Wars comes out. Because once Star Wars comes out, I'm done. There's nothing else.
I feel like
Star Wars is love. Star Wars is life.
I feel like we all have that game that's just gonna like totally just pull us in. Like for me, it's gonna be
Star Wars.
Playing Halo.
No, Star Wars.
No, I'm also gonna be playing Star Wars.
Don't say anything but Star Wars. I don't care if that's not the truth. Just don't say it in front of me.
It'll be, we'll be playing Star Wars a lot.
Yes, I knew it. See? That's why I like you, Andrew. Playing Star Wars together.
Yeah, why don't you throw in some extra thoughts about Battlefront for us, though? Because I was trying to, like, I was reading it, but I was also kind of, like, trying to throw it in, like, intersplicing and
gotcha.
In our conversation. So why don't you give us a quick recap?
Overall, gorgeous game.
Yeah.
Both the visuals and the sound immediately stuck out as this is next gen.
The sound.
Holy crap.
The sound specifically, yeah.
Yeah. And the graphics, you remember on Hoth, the snow?
Yes.
It's like photorealistic snow, practically.
Oh, absolutely.
It was ridiculous.
The way it like glistened and everything when you ran by, like that was incredible.
So that it was beautiful. Very, very happy with the stability of the beta. After maybe a couple minor hiccups. I think you said you weren't able to get into one of the game types earlier in the day.
Drop Zone was giving me some trouble that first night.
Yeah. Drop Zone, you couldn't really play. I tried it once, couldn't get in immediately, so I was just like, fuck it, I want to play now. So I hopped into Walker Assault, and I got in, and that's all I played that night. Other than that,
which
really
one did you
no prefer? Issues.
Yeah, I gotta say, I completely agree. It was only that first night, and then after that, matchmaking was really quick.
I have never gotten into a 20 versus 20 multiplayer game that fast.
Well, there's so many people eager to play.
Well, yeah, but that's a testament to their servers and their net code and their matchmaking.
Hear that?
That's incredible. Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, Halo, you suck. that's what he was
getting
at.
Oh, I was so happy.
Yeah. Which mode did you like best? Was it Walker Assault or Drop Zone?
They both had their place, and I really enjoyed Drop Zone, but Walker Assault took it for me because I'm a vehicle guy.
Yeah.
I every single time, you saw me, I was hopping in between AT-STs, TIE Fighters,
I'm amazed
A-wings.
You got them every fucking time.
That's because I knew where they spawned and made a beeline for
them. You always happened to be there. You always got it.
I knew where they spawned and made a beeline for them. I can't tell you how many times I had to
other people play.
Yeah, but Sean.
I'm always racing and losing. How do you get there first?
Sean, it's a matter of the game starts, A to skip, spawn. Immediately get my bearings, run in this direction, sprinting. And then I had the jump jet.
Yeah, see,
so
we
I would
were
jump jet forward.
We were trying to jump on top
in
of the
in front of other people if they were in front of me, in which case I've gotten the power up and crouched down in the animation to call whatever vehicle. And the other guy sat there shooting me because I took his power up. Like,
that's
too bad.
Me.
Too bad.
I go zap zap and I miss on purpose.
You know,
it's
funny, you mentioned us trying to get on top of the AT-AT. I actually found a tutorial of how to do that.
Seriously?
Yeah, there are people who figured out how to do it every single
trick?
Time. I didn't watch it. I just saw like how to get on.
What's wrong with you?
I was busy at the moment.
They might fix that by then.
But I figured like
you don't understand priorities, Andrew.
Well, the beta was over. I was like, I'll watch it.
Good point.
Closer to launch.
That's true.
My mistake.
Watch it now.
We can still do it.
My mistake.
So overall, I think unless I said this in my write up, unless they pull a Destiny and they completely pulled the wool over our eyes and only showed us the best of that game in the beta,
best of the best,
this is going to be like the best game of the year.
It's not counting some other
space sci fi game that might come out after that. But no, this
it's a contender for sure.
Oh my god,
it's got Star Wars in the name. It's gonna be fine.
There were a couple things I didn't like about it.
Like how goofy the Rebel outfits are?
No, those are normal.
I know, but that's so goofy. Like, I can't believe that's still the norm.
Yeah, but they're poor. They're
it's
Rebels.
Cool. They're
going to
fix
run,
it with the new movie. New movie Rebels
camouflage.
Aren't going to look stupid.
Guerrilla fighters.
So all the new movie levels are going to be like maybe. Good Rebels.
I didn't like some of the vehicle controls. They weren't as tight or precise as I from the old Battlefield games were.
Well, they are spaceships.
It felt like it was very easy to lose control.
Oh yeah,
especially flying. The flying did not feel like Battlefield jet flying at all. Which at the same time might be a little bit better because it was easier in a way. Like once you got used to it, but I didn't like how the aiming, the targeting reticules for vehicles. Didn't always line up where you were shooting.
Well,
because you're playing
blasters.
In third person. Because you're playing in third person.
Well,
sometimes,
he's always playing in first person. He doesn't get it.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Every fucking time
no,
he was
you
in first
weren't.
Person.
Here's the thing. I think
I would join it and be like third person and he'd
thank
be like
you.
What are you doing?
I think it's just so trained to do shooter in first person, but I think
prefer
that's
third
actually
person so much more.
You're hurting yourself.
It is, yeah. And I read about that.
Yeah. Because when you get hit, There's the effect of like the shaking or movement,
like a flinch type.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly that. You flinch, only in first person.
Yeah.
So third person,
really?
You don't flinch. Yes.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Also,
everyone plays in third
also,
person. It's superior.
You can zoom in, but like the old Battlefront games, it doesn't affect your accuracy. So your accuracy is always the same whether you're in first person, whether you're in third person, whether you're aiming down the sights or not. It's
yeah.
Always the same.
Hmm.
So
like
you're only
lot.
Hurting yourself by playing in first person.
I know.
Although,
I have to train myself to do it better.
Even
better
though it's
third person.
Even though it's the wrong way, you could say it's hard mode. So you could play if you play it as a handicap. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
That's like using tilt controls.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm using tilt controls. It's my favorite thing to say in Mario Kart.
And then the last because the third person view for whatever reason some of the targeting reticules weren't lining up. Like, if I'm in an AT-ST and I'm walking along just destroying rebels left and right because,
walking along at the
you know,
speed
that's what they
of
do,
sound.
Maybe I'll aim at a guy who's just over the crest of a hill, and even though my targeting reticule is on him, the blasters are lower, so they're hitting the hill.
Yeah.
So the angle that they're shooting at, they're not able to hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than that, the voiceover for the heroes. I really hope they were a placeholder because they were fucking awful.
They were pretty rough.
I never got
that.
To be one, so
I never
don't understand
really heard
what they
Luke,
are.
But I've heard a lot of Darth Vader lines. I'm just
Luke
like,
was a little better than Vader. Vader also had some shitty written lines that just didn't really match his personality.
Mm.
But the quality of the voice actors also weren't really there.
I like
weren't very accurate.
When you wrote in your notes, you were like, James Earl Jones and Mark Hamill are voice actors.
They're known for their voice acting.
Dead.
They're still alive. They're available.
If they can get Mark Hamill to do as many Batman games, even though he insisted that he was done after every Batman game, they can get him to do fucking Star Wars.
I think he enjoys it.
Every time he did a Batman voice stuff. Every time he did a Batman game, he was like, I think I'm done doing the Joker now, guys. And it's like, there's another game coming out.
I wonder if he just says that because, like, by the end, when they ask him probably at the end of the recording session, it's probably, that's got to be a strenuous vocal performance doing the Joker and cackling like
that. He's been doing
like
it his whole life, though.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't get easier.
And
though.
he was on the Flash show, and he was guy
he's
there.
He's done a number
a similar
of
voice.
He did Fire Lord Ozai in the Avatar The Last Airbender series. He was the main bad guy. So
was
good.
He?
Yeah, he was.
Well, shit. In
really
my
well done.
Mouth.
If you listen to him, every now and then I'll
what
say
kind
a line.
Of phrase is that?
It's a Seanism. That's what it is.
Seanism.
I like it.
Sean, if you were to listen to him every now and then you'll hear a line that you go, "Wow, that's the Joker." Like almost spot on. That's really good.
Mm.
That's why.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
I enjoy
cool
it.
Cool dude, he does voice stuff, you know. Check him out.
So. Other than that, I downloaded but have not played yet. The Zelda Triforce Heroes game.
I'm
the demo for that.
Surprised that none of us have played that.
I know. We all got the... Well, we want to play it together.
We each have
it's
a code.
It's a three-player
play it.
Co-op. It's perfect.
Well, it's kind of like Splatoon, where if you're going to play online, you have to play online at certain times. Otherwise, you have to play local co-op.
Mm.
So if we want to play it, we'd probably all have to hang out. So...
Is Splatoon like that? It's better to just play at certain times?
Well, no, I'm talking about like before Splatoon was released and they gave out a demo for Splatoon,
oh.
You could only play at like Saturday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Because other people were playing?
Well, they were server tests.
Oh, right.
So that's what they're doing with this. So like it came with the code in the email. It says you can only play like it was these 3 days at these 3 times.
Oh, well, shit. We already missed one?
We probably missed all of them.
We can play co-op, dude.
But yeah, we just hang out and play co-op.
That's for online.
That's only for online.
But we could have played over a distance.
I guess. That's if it has matchmaking. I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't know if there's a way to sync up with your friends and do it that way, or if it's just randomly.
Honestly, I haven't onlined like anything on the DS at all.
Yeah, like, maybe Mario Kart for a little bit. Mario Kart 7.
I'm excited for
that.
Mario Kart 7's easy to do though. You don't need to use a cartridge.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Final Fantasy game. It's called Final Fantasy Explorers, by the way. The one that I couldn't remember when I was at Comic-Con that one time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I have a poster for it in my room.
Aha.
I got it for the studio.
Cool.
It's cool. Four-player Final Fantasy co-op.
Neato Torpedo.
Fight summons. You'll like it, Miles.
I probably would.
Well, gents, why don't you say we move into our first block of music? We actually are going to be starting things off with a request.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
This comes courtesy of Spooky Edgy on Twitter.
Solid name.
Yeah, man. Really cool.
Solid request.
And he asks for us to play something from Earthbound, and we are going to fulfill that request.
Fulfill.
So we're going to kick off the first block of music here with Boy Meets Girl, the theme from Tucson.
And the boy meets girl.
Fun fact, this is actually one of our most popular remixes. I believe John was the first one to bring this to our attention from OC Remix. It was
that little fuck boy.
Tucson Hits the Road. It's really good. But this is the original one where the remix where it comes from, what it's based off of.
The Redux?
And it's just as great.
I don't know if that's a word.
So, Spooky Edgy, thanks for sending in that request. This is Boy Meets Girl. We're going to take a quick break and go watch that cool Star Wars trailer.
Which is ready.
And when we come back, we're going to be moving into Soundtrack of the Week. This week's going to be Klonoa. So stick with us. There's plenty of great stuff coming up here on the show, folks.
To 8-Bits and Joysticks.
8-Bits and Joysticks.
Bringing you the biggest VGM hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. Tune in Mondays at 10 p.m. on 8bitsandjoysticks.com or subscribe on iTunes for new episodes every Thursday. These things sound so stupid.
So stupid.
8 Bits and Joysticks. Catchphrase.
Welcome back to 8 Bits and Joysticks. That's Crimson Sunset from Tekken 5. We had Watchman's Ease from The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, Bollywood from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, The Game, and Boy Meets Girl, the Tucson theme, which was a request by our good friend on Twitter, Spooky Edgy. Thanks for sending that in, man. If you guys have any requests that you'd like to do to hear on the show, you can always send us a tweet at 8BitsLive. You can post to our Facebook page, look for us on there, or you can send us an email to contact at 8bitsandjoysticks.com, and we'll play whatever you guys want to hear.
Yeah, man.
But that brings us to level number one.
Level one!
Do we want to gush about the Star Wars trailer real fast?
Yes, you do.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I was going to say...
But we do, right?
Hey, guys, how'd you like that Star Wars trailer?
It was fantastic!
Ugh. It's pretty good.
Looks so good.
I think that's Luke's lightsaber right there.
Yeah? He doesn't look like he's knowing what he's doing.
He passes it down. It looks familiar. It has the same features as Luke's would.
Oh.
Well, look, when you hit play right now, he's ready to swing it like a baseball bat. He looks like
I wonder if they're throwing people off. I don't know. Just go fucking watch the trailer again. Ah. I think me and Sean watched it 3 times now.
We're going to watch it after each break here.
We were just breaking everything down frame by frame.
I stand by the thing that I was saying.
I don't think you're right, but
yeah,
I don't think he's right either. Just because they're very, very picky.
What
they put in the trailers, I think he's doing it to throw you off. They wouldn't drop a bomb like that in the trailer because they know people are gonna look at it frame by frame.
They didn't drop it.
They know people are gonna look at it frame by frame.
It's on the floor. Didn't get dropped.
I think they want to make you think that, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's not what it looks like.
Out of principle,
I think it's a not what it looks like.
I'm gonna think it.
All right.
Well, I think we're also being highly very vague right now.
Chewie's gonna die.
That's Sean's theory that Chewbacca dies.
Pretty bitch is really sad and crying, and there's something fuzzy, and it looks like he's got Nerf bullets on, and then it cuts to a scene with Chewie with his arms up, and then Chewie's not in the rest of the trailer.
Nerf bullets.
I don't know what the bandolier.
Yeah, the thing that holds bullets. I have one for my Nerf guns.
They have lasers. It's not bullets.
Whatever, man.
What?
His little certs and mint pack that he wears on his chest.
The certs. Yes.
I don't think that's the case, though. I think they're using.
She's crying over something fuzzy.
Misdirection.
It's just a little fuzzy.
Misdirection.
If anything, he gets either an arm cut off or shot.
Smokescreen.
But I'm calling it. Because there's a scene where they're walking with just Han Solo. Why would they only be walking with Han Solo and not Han Solo and Chewie?
He's also in other scenes by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Exactly my point, because in the timeline of the movie, he's fucking
dead. My goodness.
Why do you think Leia's hugging him all sad? Because Chewie's dead, bro.
Because they're in a war?
Because their bromance is done.
I think he's about to leave to go into the Millennium Falcon and go do some crazy fighter stuff.
One last job.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys think what you want, but...
You guys can let us know what you thought of the trailer.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Let us know your theories. Anyway, soundtrack of the week is the feature that we have for level number one. And
Satu.
This week, we are talking about the wonderful music of Klonoa. Klonoa was released in North America in March of 1998 for the PlayStation. Its full original name was Klonoa, Door to Phantom Isle. The title was shortened to just Klonoa when it was remade for the Wii in 2009.
PlayStation version was developed and published by Namco, while the Wii remake was developed by Paon and published by Namco Bandai. The game was directed by Hideo Yoshizawa, who has also worked on Ninja Gaiden on the NES as director, R4 Ridge Racer Type 4 on the PS1 as supervisor, Klonoa 2 Lunatee's Veil from the PS2 also as supervisor, and the Klonoa remake on the Wii as producer. While Klonoa enjoyed success in Japan, it wasn't as popular here in the States, with some of the series' other titles being delayed significantly or skipping a U.S. release entirely. Still, Klonoa is fondly remembered by fans for its colorful art style, endearing story, and unique, playful soundtrack. Let's do a bit of a music overview here. The game was scored by many different composers, including Eriko Umura, Kota Takahashi, Junko Ozawa, Tetsukazu Nakanishi, Kanako Kakino, Takaki Horigome, Hiromi Shibano, Hiroshi Okubo, and Tomoko Tatsuda.
That's the most Japanese Andrew has ever spoken in succession.
That was a lot. I had to practice that.
Bravo!
But that was nine composers.
I looked down and I was like, good God, I'm not reading this part. Don't look at him.
Oh, but these nine composers, that's a lot of people who work on one game.
That is a lot.
They've all worked on many different games and franchises, including but not limited to Klonoa 2, the Ace Combat series, the Ridge Racer series, Puzzles and Dragons, Donkey Konga, Pac-Man Championship Edition, Katamari Damacy, and Tekken 5. Right away, Klonoa sounds wonderfully 90s. Not in a cliched clickbait type of way, but in a technical one. It's got this very... It's got a certain sound to it that is just so familiar to the N64 PlayStation generation, where it's easy to identify most of the instruments, but it's also obvious they're digitally programmed. It's a fun aesthetic born from the hardware limitations of these machines that gives the score a unique flavor. And what's great about Klonoa is that there almost seems to be no strict set of guidelines regarding what can or cannot be included. It's a wonderful mashup of many different ideas, melodies, and instrumentation. The instruments most commonly emulated are piano, orchestral strings, plucked instruments like the guitar and woodwind and brass sections.
A lot of woodwind.
Lots of woodwind.
Right,
yeah. This, by the way, this is the windmill song.
Oh, woodwind, windmill, I'm sensing a theme.
Let's see, where was I?
Many of the tracks are heavily reliant on the synthesizer and various synth pads, which add to Klonoa's overall tone. Sorry, I just had to. The arrangements with more organic, or for lack of a better word, instruments, tend to be more uplifting and upbeat, while the synthesizer-heavy tracks tend to be a bit moodier and darker. There are some dance-oriented tracks like Facade and Blade, and The Closing Encounter, which sort of fall in between the two previous mentioned styles. They're still dark and moody, but not decidedly sad. They take on their own feel with the addition of drums. Overall, Klonoa is an eclectic score that features many different styles, instruments, and rhythms. It's one of the most unique collections of music one can find from a video game.
Some song highlights for ya. Jugpot Falls is a hypnotic arrangement featuring an effervescent melody that never seems to settle down. It's constantly changing moods, and there's a lurking sense of danger hidden beneath the quirky theme that helps create this beautiful sensation of tension. Blue Cave Echo is a quirky tune that features jittery string arrangements with a synthesizer that sounds like a warped trumpet. Think of the sounds you'd hear in one of the earlier Mario Party games. In fact, this is probably one of the most Nintendo-sounding songs you'll hear from a PlayStation game.
That is actually very true. This is very Nintendo-sounding.
No, well, not necessarily this one, but that Blue Cave Echo, like, it's got this trumpet-y sounding type of thing that I cannot get Mario Party 3 out of my head when I hear
that. And then all of a sudden, Toad shows up and he's like, "Draw!"
There's another one. Out of Time is an ethereal piece that is slow-moving but captivating. It has a distinct Egyptian style to it and features a swirling synth pad with a constant bass drum that is both mesmerizing and soothing. The Ring is a track that might not be Klonoa's best, but it features a really rad slap bass throughout. It carries a solid funk vibe throughout its runtime along with some great synthesizer work that makes The Ring a standout song.
The Ring, it's so, like, out there. Like, if you listen to all the other songs, it's just, it's so different that we had to include it because it's so strange. Like, everything has got this kind of magical vibe to it, and that's just, like, straight funk.
It's great, but it's
love
it's
me just, some funk though.
It really stands out.
There's a lot of unique stuff on here because the size of the song highlights section in this soundtrack of the week is much longer than most.
Yeah,
and I even added a couple of my favorites at the bottom, and there's so many unique songs.
Absolutely.
We have a couple more. The song Resurrection plays during the game's final moments and is simply gorgeous. This beautiful piano ballad complements the game's emotional ending wonderfully. The vocal performance, made up entirely of la's and na-na-na's, which I'll get into a little bit later, is haunting and moving. This is a true highlight of this score. A couple other recommendations that I pulled out, besides the ending song Resurrection, which, again, haunting.
Yeah, it's so pretty. It's so nice.
I love it. There's a Dawn Over Dawn and Dark Into Dark. It reminds me a hell of a lot of Spyro, something you'd find in a Spyro game.
Love Spyro.
I listening to it, I went, that's spot on. That's crazy.
It's cool that this game almost feels like it takes on a whole bunch of different influences and just kind of,
yeah,
like they all collide together here. It's awesome.
And another one from the PlayStation as well that I picked out reminds me, was the song Joker Mood. Reminds me a lot of a Crash Bandicoot song, something you'd hear in a Crash game.
Okay. Like kind of like Congo jungly type of vibe to it.
A little bit of that in the percussion of it definitely, okay, had a Crash vibe to it, and yet it still had this cool melody on top.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
really, really great stuff. So why don't we go into some fun facts and trivia? We can rotate with this one.
Okay.
For those of you that are musically inclined or just maybe interested, there are several MIDI files of songs from the soundtrack available for download. These files can be remixed, altered, run through various synthesizers and DAWs. DAWs are what you call digital audio workstations, something like...
I was going to say, what the hell's a DAW?
Like Audition or Pro Tools or GarageBand. Ugh. It's your
hate platform. A DAW.
It's your platform for editing digital music. If you are so lucky to have one of these, you can put this into a modern player piano, which Miles may know something about.
I have to do that now. My parents have one, and
it's really cool.
I have a small collection of video game songs already on the flash drive attached to it, tucked away, that they don't know how to get rid of. So I'm going to add this. That's
definitely
so good.
And if you'd like to add this to your collection, if you're interested in MIDI files, I'll put the link for you guys in the show notes podcast description.
That's
but
really
it's from
cool.
The website Kingdom Hearts Insider.
Oh, I love them.
It's a cool place.
I've actually been to that website before.
It's good. We get a decent amount of our stuff from there.
Yeah, they're cool. I dig them. With Kelowna, color is one of the first things that the player picks up on. The character is covered with bright colors and cheery colors, and just all around he's really fucking happy. However, the original character design for Kelowna... Is that better?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll say it right this time. It was more of a shadow-like figure. This donned him with the nickname Shady in early concepts. Polar opposites, am I right, buddies?
Right you are.
Because right now he's, not that. He's black, but he's got, like, you know, really bright blue clothes. And
yeah, his clothing is really cool. It's all, like, primary colors and stuff.
No one really knows what kind of animal he is either.
They say dog-like.
Well, technically, he's supposed to be a cat with really long ears.
Looks
but
like a
most
bunny
of fans,
cat.
Yeah, dubbed him a cat bunny.
Oh,
a cat rabbit.
When I was looking,
cat rabbit sounds good.
When
cat
I was looking rabbit. At some of his more modern interpretations, he looks like one of the Animaniacs.
He's gotten sonicked.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got sonicked real hard.
He did.
He was cute, and then he got like teen and stupid looking.
Extreme.
Not as bad as Sonic.
Nothing will ever be that bad.
But there is one thing that has stayed throughout all of his renditions.
Yes.
And that is what is on his hat. There's a large Pac-Man emblem on the side, waka-walking its way towards a pellet. This was done to make him seem more childlike and energetic, or possibly to cross-promote Pac-Man. Who knows?
Maybe a little column A, a little column B.
It is Namco, so there you go.
You don't really have to promote him either. I mean, it's, you know, Pac-Man.
Yeah, it's Pac-Man.
But hey, whatever.
Like most mascot platformers, Kelowna was featured in its own spin-off sports game. Kelowna Beach Volleyball was released for the PlayStation in 2002 in Japan, where it translates to Kelowna Beach Volleyball Strongest Team Playoff! Exclamation mark. And in Europe as well. This game is actually the only installment in the Kelowna series to have multiplayer functionality. You could have up to 4 people play, multi-tap required, of course. And funny enough, the game's website is still active.
And very hard to read if you do not read Japanese.
It is a Japanese site.
Yeah.
It is cool.
The soundtrack to Klonoa, Door to Phantom Isle, was published by Nippon Crown on February 25th of 1998. It consists of 68 tracks spanning two compact discs and includes three sets of stickers. Nippon Crown intended for the soundtrack to be a selection of the most recognizable pieces, as the full score exceeds one disc, but the selector, I'm going to botch this, Koichiro Shigino, was
Sounded
against
right.
excluding pieces. Shigino traveled to the Nippon Crown offices to compromise, and the soundtrack was eventually postponed to include the full score on two discs.
So in other words, he did it.
Yes.
He got him.
Thank you to Wikipedia for that bit of info. This game also, the original game also included a music player or sound test, which we love those.
I wish games did that more often.
Right.
It seems like it's kind of a lost thing.
Yeah. It seems to be either the older stuff or Nintendo. They've kind of kept up with that a little bit.
The last game I remember that having one of those was Sonic Generations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had a cool like music room.
It's one of the best parts of Smash.
Yeah.
Besides the rest
My
of Smash.
My fave. That's where we got Smash. All our sounds for the soundboard before that died, because soundboard.com sucks.
They do.
The Klonoa sound test menu had 38 tracks from the game.
That's awesome.
A cool piece of trivia from TV Tropes. Everyone speaks Phantomillion in the games, even when they don't take place in the area Phantom Isle. The theme song of Lunatea's Vale, or Klonoa 2, is even sung entirely in the language, and it remained an option in the Wii remake for all the characters to speak Phantomillion.
That's really awesome.
Now, the trope was everyone speaks Simoleon or Simonese?
Simspeak.
But this, they did it first, before The Sims.
Really?
Yes.
So I was watching some gameplay of it a while ago, and I just assumed it was Japanese.
No, it's their own little gibberish language.
People make up their own little languages like that.
And to kind of segue into the personal experiences, to this day, since this is one of my wife's favorite games of all time, and she introduced me to it, thus I introduced it to you guys, thus you all are hearing it on the air, we still every now and then quote like the little oop bada mew like language, because it's
think
adorable.
I've heard you say that before too.
Have you?
That's where it's from. Like once or twice.
Yeah, that's where it's from. So it's adorable.
I totally believe that. Actually, we have friends that speak Sim.
Do you?
Every now and then they'll go flibbity flay, and we'll just look at them like, "What the fuck, man?"
It just it sticks with you when you hear it enough playing it.
I totally get you.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, if you're interested in this game, then you're in luck, because you're going to be able to buy the game and the soundtrack. So the PS1 version is way more expensive than the Wii port.
Because it's a physical copy, and it's hard to get. Isn't that so fancy, how it has a bigger financial value?
Doesn't mean you should spend that money.
Or if you have it, you could sell it.
I guess.
So
on PSN, you can get this for $6, the PlayStation 1 version. On Amazon, don't even bother. It's way too expensive. Seriously, over $200. On eBay, the average price is between $40 and $55, but I've seen it as low as $20 and as high as $80.
Hold on, go back. Amazon is like, what?
It was like $2.99.
Good God.
It was a little ridiculous.
That's awesome.
For the
it was
record.
Terrible.
Man, Kelowna's
for
good.
For the record, I played the Wii,
remake.
Oh, you played the Wii Make?
Awesome.
See what I did there? Wii Make?
I played the Wii Make. Copyright Sean. it was excellent. And there's nothing lost between it. Like you can, like I said before, you can still choose for them to speak Phantomillion for like the original game.
Cool.
So that's probably less expensive and easier to find if you
Plus,
want a physical copy.
You got to use your Wii someday, so might as well dust it off.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Play some Klonoa.
Well, you
Klonoa.
Can find
I'm
the
sorry.
Soundtrack.
It's Klonoa, and yes, I know. I'll say it properly. Klonoa.
It is Klonoa.
So I hear you can find this on iTunes.
Yes, you can. Which is kind of weird that you can only like find it on iTunes digitally. It wasn't on Amazon and it wasn't on the Google Play Store, which is a little strange. But you can get it on iTunes. It's $7.99. And this is slightly different from the version that was officially released on CD.
Right, that two-disc collection I mentioned before.
Yes.
Different.
It's off by like one or two tracks.
And no stickers, obviously.
No stickers, sorry to say. But it's $7.99. So
Which
you can
isn't
get,
bad.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you pay
get
a lot
all
for
the
those
music.
Stickers.
Yeah. You can get all the music to Klonoa for just a couple bucks on iTunes. And it's called Klonoa Door to Phantom Isle Music Collection.
Can I just say that I'm amazed how much of this shit is on iTunes?
Isn't that awesome?
I don't mean to say shit like negatively. Soundtracks? Just like...
Yeah, how much of it?
How the hell...
That's pretty cool.
Is
actually,
this so accessible?
It's great.
Every time we've done a soundtrack of the week, basically, it's on iTunes.
For the most part, there's been a few that are just really...
A couple obscure ones.
That are hard to find, yeah.
But overall...
Overall,
if you
yeah.
had to pick, it's on iTunes. I'm amazed how much of it's on iTunes.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Even
I hope
more so
when
it's on the Play Store.
Yeah.
Like, crap,
I hope it stays
man.
That way.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But for those Seans out there who want a physical copy...
Good luck.
Can you find a CD for this?
You can. So, I looked on eBay, and you can find it for anywhere between $19 and $60. And that's a mix of buy it now, bidding, shipping internationally. There's a wide range of places to get it. So, it's probably going to really depend on which day, what time of the year you're looking for this.
Interesting.
Like I said,
you're allowed to go digital every now and then. It's fine.
For convenience-wise, if you use iTunes... It's the best way to go, but if you really want to do it for like a collecting purpose, I don't want to tell you like there isn't a flat price. Like on average, I think it was close to 40, but again, like I said, that's a mix of buy it now and bidding wars. That could change by the time we recorded this from when we wrote it down.
At this point, it's old enough. It's kind of a cult classic there, mostly popular in Japan. If you want it physically, you're probably okay with looking to spend that much on it. Otherwise, really accessible and cheap digitally. Great
yeah,
choice.
Exactly.
I gotta mention for those looking to play it, and I know Andrew, you the more you looked into this, you said the more you really like to play this.
Absolutely.
Because the story is really good for a platformer. And for something that seems so light and you know, upbeat on the surface, there's some pretty dark undertones, which is really interesting.
I have to admit, I heard that it kind of does become emotional.
The
ending
throws you for a friggin' loop.
And I have to say, I was trying to look up information...
Without spoiling it?
And I read something.
Aww.
And I'm usually very careful about that stuff. But it was some interview that I was reading a transcript of, and the guy who was asking the question just flat out, like, word vomited a spoiler. And I was like, oh, come on, man. Couldn't you
maybe
bail that a little
assume
bit better?
Maybe that this far in, it's like, you know. Well, maybe everyone's played it. It's from the 90s.
It's hard to keep that stuff.
I guess.
From,
that's like talking this, about Final yeah. Fantasy VII and being like, spoiler warning. Dies.
It's true.
I'm sorry. True 90s kids say, bro.
Well, still, though, it would have been cool if he said that and just said, like, oh,
blah,
I don't
blah,
know.
Blah. Yeah.
I was just upset because I was doing
I
research.
I
want to
spoil it because it's really good.
Yeah. But I've heard that story is just absolutely fantastic, and I do want to play it.
And it makes that final ending song we talked about, Resurrection, pretty much a tearjerker.
If you actually
go
into the YouTube...
That's how powerful the ending could be.
If you go into the comments section for that song, there's just a whole bunch of people saying, like, this song still makes me cry, like, 10
yep.
years later. And
is
like,
it
oh,
the
no.
song that they played when President Iwata passed?
No,
that's from Earthbound.
Now,
wrong company.
Sorry.
Now I know.
I'm thinking of Nintendo.
Haha. Well, speaking of, there's the trope that's known as Nintendo hard, which is a difficulty trope. This can get that near the end. It ramps up pretty significantly at a point in the game. But I have to mention the secret bonus level. I'm just going to give you... All right. At the beginning of the bonus level, the game just gives you 9 extra lives.
Oh, no.
That should tell you what you're in for.
Great.
9 free extra lives at the beginning of that bonus level.
That's like when Sean and I are playing Fatal Frame, and all of a sudden we get in the room,
it's like, here's Type 90 film.
Good
luck!
Here's a sacred water. Here's a bunch of herbs. And we're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Death is around the corner.
If you want a good platformer that's kind of obscure, great story, and it actually gets fairly difficult.
With great music.
With excellent music. Try it out. Play it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, that is going to do it for this week's Soundtrack of the Week, Klonoa. We're going to move into another block of music here. And when we come back, we're going to be introducing a new segment for you guys. Lots of interesting stuff going on here. And one that you can participate in.
Yes. So what second Klonoa song we'll be listening to start off this block?
So this is going to be Jugpot Falls. This is the one where it's kind of hard to pinpoint what this is, what it sounds like. It's got a really...
I loved your description of this. Hypnotic arrangement featuring an effervescent melody.
That's honestly the only word that I could use to describe it. It's bubbly, and it actually, the melody like goes up almost like a scale, but it's not a scale, and it just, you'll have to hear it, but it is just so cool and different than what you'd expect to hear, and it's just, it's
Same.
Great. So this is Jugpot Falls, and when we come back, we're introducing you guys to a new segment. Stick around, there's still plenty of great stuff coming up here on the program, everyone. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's An Underlying Problem, The Lost City, from Shovel Knight, composed by Jake Kaufman. A wonderful score. We had Skydiving from Pilot Wings 64, The Opened Way, Battle with the Colossus from Shadow of the Colossus, and Jugpot Falls from Klonoa, which was this week's soundtrack of the week, bringing us to level number two. Level two is our part of the show. We have our weekly rotating set of features and segments. And this week, we're introducing a new one. We're bringing you guys a new feature for you guys to enjoy. And this is one that you can actually participate in with us. Sorry, I had to burp there. Drinking too much Dr. Pepper.
Wow, rude.
And not sharing.
So this is something we're going to be calling Co-op
Club. We're not sharing dick right now. That's not what's going on.
What am I doing here?
There was a comma there.
Oh, commas.
That's why commas are important.
Commas save lives.
It's the difference between not sharing dick or not sharing dick.
Mm.
That's a big difference.
One of those I prefer more than the other.
One of these things is not like the other.
So this new segment here, this is called Co-op Club. And this is going to be like our form of a book club. And we're gonna pick a game.
Not a book.
And no, not a book.
Because who reads?
I do.
Wow, get out.
I want to read. I just never feel motivated enough.
You're reading whenever you're playing a game.
I read the on-screen menus and stuff.
The books you get are not good.
I haven't read a book in a while.
You need a good series to get into. They're excited for the next one.
Yeah, I got to find the right thing.
I love series. Book series is...
We'll talk about that later. We might have a book series for you.
Okay.
You might like it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I actually have a good suggestion.
Cool. I'm eager.
Eager.
So, this week we're going to be talking about, Well, actually, hold on. Let me back it up. That didn't make any sense.
So,
for Co-op Club, we're going to be talking about a game, and we're going to play up until a certain point, and then we're going to come back the following week or maybe 2 weeks, and then we're going to talk about our experiences playing with it, how what we liked, what we didn't like, how much fun we're having with it, if we're having fun with it, just everything. Break it all down for you guys and just really give our opinion. But the cool thing about this is that you can play along with us. And the first game that we're going to be doing is The Walking Dead, the complete first season.
Which I've never played.
I've never played it either. Miles, you've...
I have some experience with it, yeah. But...
It is a telltale.
It's excellent, and I will do it again.
Just do something different. Well, this is an opportunity to do something different.
I'll go into that in a second. So
we'll talk about it.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. since it is free, Games with Gold on Xbox One and 360?
And 360. And 360. Both platforms.
Oh, that's right. That's why Sean can participate.
I don't have gold, though. Is it cool if I play my brother's PC copy?
It's,
Yeah.
Yeah, no, as long as that's fine.
The same thing.
It's free with gold.
Hey,
so
Pat,
gold is,
if you're listening, I have to use your computer.
But yeah, it's free all month long from it started the 16th, and it's going to be going to November 16th, I believe. It's free on Xbox One and Xbox 360.
Grab it.
Yeah, download it. It's on 360. You download it and it's yours forever. On Xbox One, I believe you have to maintain gold in order to keep it. But on 360, as soon as you initiate that download, it is yours forever. And you just keep it and you can play it as many times as you want. Doesn't matter if you get rid of gold, it's yours.
And it is, by nature, episodic.
Yeah.
So it has nice natural stopping points that we don't have to like ruin anything ahead of time by going, oh, but did you get this far? Yes? No? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it by episode.
Yeah. So we're going to be playing up until episode number one, and we're not going to be discussing it next week because next week is our Halloween show, but the week after, episode 55, that's November 2nd, coincidentally the same day we're announcing the winner of our Amiibo contest, or at least the first winner.
Exciting.
Better do your emails.
Yeah, get those in.
Haiku.
But if you, like I said, this is going to be something where we really love for you all to join us and to participate along with us. So whenever you get to whatever episode we're currently on, you know, considering the next coming week and subsequent weeks, we'd love to hear from you guys and see how you're enjoying the game.
Let us know what you did at your pivot points in the story and everything.
Yeah, definitely. Because this whole game is based off of choices and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see how many people went one way or the other.
That being said, spoilers. Massive spoilers when we talk about this.
Exactly. We're going to be ruining everything.
Point.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, I have never read The Walking Dead. I have never watched The Walking Dead. And I have never played The Walking Dead.
That's okay.
I'm going in 100% blind. So don't say shit.
As long as you know what zombies are, I'm pretty sure you're good.
Aren't they walkers?
They are. They are okay. Walkers.
Get with it. God, it's like
the
show.
In the show, Glenn calls them geeks in the first season.
That's
I was going to say, it probably depends.
Racist?
What?
I would say hate speech, maybe. Eh. Not racism. I don't identify racially. I don't fill that out on government forms. It's like Hispanic, white, Caucasian, other, geek.
We are the pinnacle of the human race. We have evolved past the point of everyone else.
Agreed.
We're the equivalent of like the X-Men, okay? but yeah, no, there's going to be lots of spoilers, obviously. So if you want not listen to them, we're probably going to keep a nice even schedule of an episode every 2 weeks just to switch it up in between.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
Give everyone enough time just to make sure we can get through the episode.
Yeah. Hey, skip this block.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we'll do. Spoiler.
I'll see if I can mark it then in the show notes and everything. I'll say like level two begins at this time, ends at this time. If you don't want to,
skip to this point to skip.
Yeah, if for whatever reason you're not going to be playing along with us, and which you know,
it's also been
maybe
out
you
for a little
played
while.
It.
So
it has been. Yeah.
Meh.
Maybe if you're strictly a PlayStation gamer or something and you don't you're not gonna be you know get this for free like we are and you still haven't played it yet and you want to skip, that's totally fine. Just I'll mark it down in the podcast description. You just look, and then you could skip to whatever time level 3 begins.
Yeah. I see, this is a perfect opportunity, though. If you've never played it, it's free. It's free.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then you'll have a cool little...
it's a great experience.
Book club that you can chit-chat with.
Yeah, exactly. It would be cool. It was like
if you're a live listener, you can just hop right into our Twitch stream. Just talk with us while we're talking. It's not a huge deal.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you guys.
Huh?
It's all story and choice-based. So are you going to go in and play it like if you were the character? You can make the choices based on your, you know, emotions and how you feel or how you think of this character, and, you know. Is that how you're going to go in and play it?
Most likely. I think
he wants
whatever,
to know our techniques.
Because I'll probably end up playing, not Devil's Advocate, but since I've already kind of
experienced it
before, I'm going to go in and just be a huge asshole. And that way it gives a little variety. So if you guys want to know, like, okay, well, we made this choice, but you made that choice, which is really evil. What happened? I can tell you.
Yeah. So, that's good that we'll
have
that.
Nice variety of choices. Maybe you'll see like, oh, okay, I made the right choice. Or, wow.
That sounds
if
a lot
only
cooler
I was
than
an
what
asshole,
I'm doing.
That would have done this.
Definitely. I think whenever I play games that have heavy choices and impact on story like that, I always try and play kind of middle of the road, where some moments I'll go one way, sometimes I'll go the other. That was kind of how it was with Deus Ex. Like, yeah. It was really dependent on which character I was interacting with and how much I liked them at that moment in time. I'd either try and manipulate them, I'd try and help them, or I'd kill them.
You fucking Og.
Yeah. I was
God,
cool.
You monster. Yeah. When I played The Wolf Among Us, another Telltale game, I was loving it.
Yeah?
I made decisions. I stuck my guns to a couple things, and then in the end when I was like finishing, I was like, shit, maybe if I did this, this would have been a little bit different. But
that's the thing. There's no easy choice in these
whatever.
Games. There's not. You're going to get in here, and it's not going to be easy. And there's it's really morally gray areas, most of the stuff. And you go in there, I think you'll enjoy it the most if you go in and play true to you. If you were in that situation, what would you do, realistically? Because it's not that type of game where it has like a morality meter, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Some games have that. Okay, how far good or evil are you going to go? Those types of games, usually you pick a direction and you just try to keep maxing in, you know, in that direction as much as you can, just cause. That's how you want to play it.
Yeah.
This one, it's a little more real. It's a little more deep, and you're going to get invested in these characters. And the writing is phenomenal. So I would go in and play it. If that's, you know, what you want to do, I would recommend playing it true to you and see what your choices would be. It's also a good gauge to see how you would do in a real zombie apocalypse. Just saying.
I'd like to think that if we did succumb to a zombie apocalypse, that I would just do this. I'd become like New Jersey's...
Pirate Radio?
Yeah, New Jersey's Three Dog.
Yes.
Ow! And this I don't think that's an option in this game.
No, I'm talking about real life.
Oh.
You
finally set up that pirate radio station you've been dreaming and creaming over for years?
I just set up a giant antenna on my parents' house.
And then the FBI or whatever would show up and be like, excuse me, sorry, you have to take this down.
Tommy Apocalypse, man. There's no FBI. They're long gone. And good riddance.
Fuck the government.
Same.
We'd have to go take over the...
8-Bits and Joysticks condones the behavior of all three of these people.
Hell yeah.
Fuck cops.
We'd have to go take over... Wow.
8-Bit 6 Joysticks does not condone the thoughts of one Sean Hughes.
Well, maybe. No, maybe.
It's funny, one of our friends is a police officer. He listens in. I'm sure he's going to get a kick out of that one.
I hope so.
Yep.
All right, so then in summary.
Yeah.
In summary, yeah, I think that's probably the way I'm going to play. I think especially the first time I play through something, I always try and put myself in the shoes of that character. So I think that's pretty much how I'll be playing it my first time through, and just acting as if it was myself. So
all right, and then we're going to be playing this and then talking about it, not next week, but the week after.
The week after.
Next week is our Halloween show.
Next week's our Halloween show, and then the first time we talk about it for level 2 will be the following week, episode 55.
So we're playing... Episode 1.
Yes, up to episode 1. It's playing all episode 1 up one. To number 2.
Yeah, not
we're not going past
yet.
That.
How many episodes in total? 5?
It's either 5 or 6. I can't remember.
I would say there were 5.
Probably 5.
Yeah. Some of them are a little bit different in size, too. So I think giving us a 2-week you know, just in case. That way everyone can catch up on the longer ones.
Absolutely, yeah. Because sometimes they take probably like an hour, sometimes like maybe 2 hours at the most.
Depends on how much you're doing, how much exploration that part might have, little puzzle solving.
Mm. Well, it's still Telltale.
Well, yeah, so
no way it's going to take over an hour and a half to play it.
No, there might be one or two parts that...
When I was doing Wolf Among Us, it was like an hour and a half tops.
You know those click adventure games?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might be doing a little bit of that.
There's moments like that.
Searching around for, okay, I there's a little puzzle going. I need an item or something, and where can I find that? Oh, gotcha. To go back to this area. You know what I'm saying? So there's a couple parts that might be a little bit longer depending on how, I don't know, how fast it clicks for you.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Oh, no, I think the two-week time gap is perfect because that allows...
It's more than enough time to play one episode of a Telltale game.
Yeah, and it allows us to spread it out, and then it allows our listeners to potentially catch up. Even if someone, like, they download this episode, like, one of our shows for the first time, like, oh, they're doing a book club thing, and, you know, they have a couple days to kind of catch up and join us with that. So, again, a big part of this is that we want to hear from you guys, so we'd love for you to participate in this.
We're already hearing from them, just so you know.
Oh, no, I know that, I'm just saying.
Polterpup has challenged us to see who can get the worst ending challenge.
The worst ending.
Said, may the best man lose, so...
I don't know if I want to lose on purpose.
Both pups on, man. It's okay. We got Miles.
Well,
Miles wants the shittiest ending he can get.
I've already kind of seen a lot of them.
Well, now let's see if you can get to it. Mm-hmm. The challenge is on.
Fair.
So this is the first one of our co-op club
book episodes.
Club. Introducing the concept to you guys. And Monday, November 2nd, episode 55, we'll be coming back and giving our thoughts and impressions.
It'll be the first meeting.
Yeah, it'll be the first meeting of Co-op Club.
We'll get together, we'll have some cookies, we'll talk about the game.
Yeah. Oh, was a line from the South Park movie? It was like, more people will show up if you promise them cookies and... Oh, pie and punch.
Pie and punch.
More people will come if you promise pie and punch.
Where's the pie?
Good stuff.
Same.
Alrighty. Well, with that, time for more music, folks.
Hit me with the tunes.
All right, this is going to be Koopa's Road from Super Mario 64. This is the music that you hear when you're climbing,
not Koopas,
making your way up to Bowser before you get to battle him.
What a
smash
what
his
a
face
pleb.
In the bombs. He is a pleb,
fucking pleb ass bitch.
When we come back, we're switching things up a little bit and jumping right to our remix rumble.
That is right. And
oh
I
man,
have,
already.
Already, yeah. I have no idea what lies in store.
I insist.
Well, you were gone.
If you're listening live
Sean shared
right
it
now,
with me,
you stay for the rumble.
Oh dear Lord, it's so good. I had him tell. Well, he offered to tell me. I'm like, you know what? Yes, that way I can get Andrew's full reaction live and not worry about my own reaction. I'm glad I did that. Let's just say that.
Oh boy, Sean always manages to bring something like insane. So
let's just say it ain't
so
no
unique.
Goat Simulator.
It's so unique.
I'm excited. I'm intrigued.
Oh,
be ready to have fast reflexes.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It's a wee wanking game.
Oh, boy.
Just got to keep wanking. Whoever wanks first wins. Right?
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's like emotion controls. The whole time we're like, I'm using motion controls.
Those mini games were the weirdest.
I'm just imagining like a fridge drawing where it's two people like doing it and some guy just be like giving it his O face. Like, I'm using tilt controls.
Same.
Anyway, here is Koopa's Road from Super Mario 64. When we come back, we're moving into the Remix Rumble, where I will be completely blindsided with what's going on. So stick around. There's still great stuff coming up here.
One of the best ways to experience 8-Bits and Joysticks is to play while you listen, on our very own Minecraft server. We've got great community of players, and we even host live events. We've held building contests, scavenger hunts, PvP matches, and there's even a Mario Kart-inspired boat race. Seriously. If you're a Minecraft fan or just looking to get started, load up your game, or go buy it, and join our server at mc.8bitsandjoysticks.com. Now back to the show!
What's up? Welcome back to the show, folks. That's World 5 from Yoshi's New Island. We had Jump Drive from Mass Effect 2, Impending Doom from Pikmin, and we started off the last block of the night here with Koopa's Road from Super Mario 64, which means we have progressed on to level number 3, tonight's final level of the show.
Level 3.
Tonight's level 3 is going to be the Remix Rumble, where two of us face off to determine who gets to pick the remix at the end of the show. I gotta be honest, I got a good one. I'm gunning for my remix hard tonight.
Sean, do you have a remix ready?
No.
Son of a bitch.
I completely forgot about that part.
You know, he put all his effort into the challenge.
Into the rumble?
Yeah, no, but it's worth it, I think.
Is the TV off?
It's a surprise for you still.
Oh, wow, it's like we're holding back the
switch
curtain and everything.
Just so I can see it, just to make sure. Okay. We're navigating the menu while the TV's off.
I might have a...
Yeah, I can't fucking skip this. What the hell?
Really?
Ugh. Don't look at me.
No. I'm not looking at you. I'm trying to look at the setup
loading.
Here.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
all
right. God. What's that?
I looked up the rules on Wikipedia the other day.
It's that kind of game, Andrew.
Just because I wanted to make sure, you know. I think this one's quicker. Yeah.
Are you going to do that many? Or that many? How fast does it go?
Well, it depends on us. How much time we got? Oh, we got time! We're doing this.
You did 20?
Yeah.
All right. I think it's a good number.
Say things out loud.
It's just a random number. He has no idea what that means.
Well, I think this is a good menu. Okay.
All right. So, Andrew, when you get back over and you get our audio, I think Sean's ready for his rumble speech. He's giving the speech, guys. It's that crazy.
Yeah, he's the challenger and doing the speech. I have no idea. He told me to leave blanks in our speech, so I have no idea what is going on right now.
I mean, other than me winning rumbles, this is like the second best because I don't have to do anything now.
Yeah, you just
this
get to enjoy
awesome.
The fucking show,
it's going to be a show. Oh, it's going to be a show.
All right, I'm ready.
You guys are hyping it up so much. I wonder what it's going to be.
Yeah, sorry, it's going to suck.
All right, so what are we doing? I have no idea what's going on.
Play music, whatever you want.
All right, get ready.
He stood in the sunlight. It was shocking. I couldn't get used to it, though I'd been staring at him all afternoon. His skin, white despite the faint flush from yesterday's hunting trip, literally sparkled. Like thousands of tiny diamonds were embedded
you
in the
son
surface.
Son of a bitch!
He lay perfectly still in the grass, his shirt open over his sculpted incandescent chest.
Fuck!
His scintillating arms bare, his glistening pale lavender lids were shut. Though of course he didn't sleep, a perfect statue carved in some unknown stone. Smooth like marble, glittering like crystals. The game is Twilight Zenit, you motherfucker!
Jesus.
20 questions. Whoever answers the most questions right wins, but really, we lose. Because
it's a Twilight
it's all about
trivia?
Twilight.
Yeah. Yep.
I've never read or watched Twilight, and I'm pretty sure you haven't either. If you have, I've already lost. This is it, folks. The Remix Rumble.
Fuck, that was good, Sean.
Thanks, I had to improvise two sentences.
I was like, I was so
Boom!
Confused for a little while.
As soon as
he
said glistening skin, you realize it was Twilight. That was the, you son of a bitch. That was perfect.
So,
I want that on a soundboard. I want Andrew saying that on a soundboard. Please.
So I have to confess, I was forced by a previous girlfriend
fuck!
To watch the first Twilight
See,
movie.
See, I knew it.
He's only seen the first movie.
It's okay.
That was a while ago.
I have two younger sisters. I know a little bit about the first one, too.
If there's anything I know about book adaptations, nothing's accurate. Wait, is this based off the books or the movie?
Movie.
Oh, then never mind. You're fucked.
Hold on now.
Well,
so
we're going off how well I can remember
worried.
This shit movie.
I was worried about challenging Miles because I thought maybe his wife might have read
the
books.
He was better off challenging me. She likes the movies and has seen the movies, but she kind of likes the movies. She's seen them.
Yeah.
I have specifically
Hold on, I have
never
to update
let my
the Twitch
eyes
stream.
Watch a scene of the movies.
Playing They're bad. Twilight
I have,
scene.
I have never let me my eyes gaze upon its... I don't have a word for it.
I have to change it to playing Twilight scene it so we get all of the viewers.
Yeah, for everyone searching for that on Twitch.
I'm sure lots of people will be searching Twilight scene it. Okay.
Oh my god, our viewers tripled immediately.
We already have three times the amount we had before. All
that
right.
is what tripled means.
All right,
thanks,
so
man.
So 20 questions.
Our options are
Sean,
10, 20, and 30, so...
Let's do 20. Yeah.
How does this work now, Sean?
I've never played it. I didn't want an unfair advantage.
You've never played at all.
We're going in blind, baby.
So,
Where did you get this?
$1.
I didn't...
That is the worst dollar you've ever spent.
Best dollar.
Down.
I bought this strictly for the Rumble.
Where did you get it?
Level Up.
Okay.
That really cool store.
Touché.
I gave them a business card and said, they were like, why are you buying this?
Really?
And I said,
I knew
I
liked
to.
Them.
It's,
I have to.
It's for work. And then they were like, okay. And I gave them a card and I was like, here you go.
Next time you go in, you should tell them
Return
what happened.
It. I used it. I'm good.
And tell them to listen to our podcast episode to see the fallout of what transpired. So it's seen it. So I assume it's trivia and you guys have to buzz in. Is that how it works?
I guess.
I don't even know. I've never played... Like, trivia games for me is under sports games. It's really low on my list.
Well, then I'm really glad I didn't challenge you to this, man.
Why?
You don't appreciate it.
Eh.
Listen to this beautiful music. We should do this for the soundtrack of the week.
I'm waiting for the howl of a lonely...
Look at his face. He looks so
the
enraged.
The fog looks like it's part of a... JPEG that's just scrolling.
Oh, it's like Fatal Frame. This could be Fatal Frame.
Wow, Miles.
That's
wow.
a low blow.
Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. They use at least three JPEGs.
Let's figure it out as we go. You guys are both going in blind. So 20 questions.
I have to rotate the couch microphone. It's obstructing my beautiful view.
Oh, I'll do it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I guess you didn't have to read the Rumble. Might as well pull your weight, right?
Yep. Right, back down. I'm done for the night.
Boom. Ready? Boom. Confirm. On there?
Whoa, oh, you can play up to four?
Boke. You want to hop in on this?
Who the fuck is Alice?
I'm fucking going to be Billy. Oh, tell me Tyler's in
Oh,
here.
These are real characters. I saw
Tyler
Edward and
Jacob,
Bella.
James, Jasper, Jessica.
Oh, wait. You guys going to go team Edward?
Team Rosalina.
What was that one?
Tyler!
Jacob?
No. You're not allowed
Fuck
to be
Tyler.
Tyler.
I am Tyler.
Tyler.
Piece of shit.
Fuck Tyler. Remember that kid? We banned him from the Minecraft server
My
years
God, really
ago.
Really, are names of characters.
Why
I think.
Are there so many?
I don't
Why
even
give
care.
You this many options?
I don't even care who the rest are.
That way,
I'm Tyler.
I'm gonna be Charlie.
There's four players, and everyone wants to live out their erotic fanfic in this trivia game.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Charlie. I'm gonna be Charlie.
That's a question that follows this clip.
Oh, you've already started. The rumble has begun, folks. Here we go.
Oh crap, there's a clip? Ah!
Oh no!
I can't look!
We should have figured that out a little earlier.
I hope it's like, what sentence did Bella say?
Why didn't you just let the van crush me and save yourself all this regret?
She's acting really hard right now.
What do you think I regret saving you?
Yes.
I can see that you do.
I do.
This is already more than I've ever seen of this
Look
movie.
At that angle.
You don't know.
Anything. What bus was behind Edward?
Hi.
Number 201.
No, our bus is full.
Oh, sick. Oh, my God. 201-817. What the fuck
was
kind of a bus?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
First
are you
three
fucking
shitting
me? Why did I say
bus?
That out loud? I answered it first.
Oh, is who answers first or correct?
Tyler.
I guess so.
Step into the twilight.
Yes. I am Tyler. I've entered the twilight. I can't believe the question was actually the bus number.
See, I hit down to try and select, but I didn't realize you have to hit the D-pad.
Oh, yeah. It said the D-pad
was your selection.
Signifying which one
you
chose.
Oh, so you have to choose one of the answers
I thought
based
you had to highlight it, but you have to hit it on the D-pad. Okay.
Our listeners are telling me to memorize the numbers on the bus. They totally
Dude,
got it.
Dude, you fucking cheater.
I'm not looking. I swear.
That is more of that move than I have ever seen.
It's okay. They have a delay. All right. Answer the following questions by pressing the appropriate direction on the control pad. Control pad.
Multiple choice.
God, you motherfucker. It's always C. I took the SATs.
Which of the Cullens has the ability
to calm others, or is that an E?
Calm others.
Who the hell's S me? Which one's C? C's this. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you got it right.
You piece of
what
shit.
What was the answer?
Jasper.
The friendly ghost. Like a diamond. Oh, you're sparkling like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Be the first player to identify who said this.
Shake the Wii remote to buzz in. Fuck yes! This game rules! Say it out loud. Say it. Tyler. I fucking know! Tyler, yes! Ha ha! Where's Bella? Bitch!
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
No?
That's incorrect.
I wanna buzz in again! Let me in! It's Edward. Oh. Look at that. That's the high school. That's where the magic
happens. None of you got
Tyler. You sparkle like a diamond.
Tyler, you sparkle like a diamond. That's it.
Be the first player to identify the location. God.
Shake the Wii remote to draw the image faster.
Oh, God.
The more people shake, the faster the image will be drawn.
Oh, we don't have to draw
it ourselves.
While shaking
the Wii remote, press the A button to buzz
in. So you don't have to let it develop all the way.
We keep shaking to develop, and then we hit A to say, I know.
So it's almost like giving the hint. I have to say, though, it's sad
that you like this game
so
far.
This isn't the worst voiceover I've ever heard in a game. Isn't that terrible?
I'm shaking my wiener!
Charlie.
No, Charles! You don't even know what that is.
Sorry.
Oh, what?
Incorrect.
I can't keep going! I am gonna buzz in!
It'll give you any time!
Points! It's a Tyler. Fucking day. Yeah, Tyler. Fuck Tyler. The fuck is that?
Sorry.
No, that's I didn't guess!
You'll get any time!
I didn't guess. I wasn't gonna guess that. The Thunderbirds!
It was the bookstore?
Tyler, I don't fucking know.
Answer the following questions correctly.
Okay. You got it, Edward. D-pad.
This is awful.
It's D-pad one. Are you ready?
So bad.
You fucking ready, dude? Here we go. Bella says that one of the best things about Charlie is that he doesn't what? I love her? What the fuck is I love her? That's
hover.
It says there's
hover.
An H.
That's hysterical. He doesn't hover.
I got
I
my
like
guess.
That in a man.
Oh, shit. It's I love her. Did you guess I love her?
I put get angry.
I put hover.
Wait.
No, I put,
Tyler.
Not the other one. Tyler is still glistening like a diamond.
None of you have gotten any points in the first two questions.
Fuck Tyler,
I'm not upset
right?
about that.
And finish the line.
Answer the question that follows this clip. Oh, fuck it. Yeah. Clips.
Another one?
Miles, make sure you watch it. I'm going to eat chips.
Hang out. Everybody's going to the beach. Come. I mean, have fun.
Oh my god.
They were joking. Her speech. Acting is awful in this.
No, no, no.
He's in that place from the Star Wars trailer.
Is there something wrong with that beach?
See all the flags?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with my age? It's just that I can't swim. It's a little too cold. It's just a little crowded.
It's just a little crowded.
Fuck yeah!
Damn it, you got that right?
I guess
that! Oh my god, he did.
He's not fucking cold, he's a vampire. Who glistens in the look at Tyler's
score. Dude, spoilers.
Look at Tyler's score.
I've never seen this.
Tyler's score is 40,000. Hey, Andrew, can I use your remix if I win?
No, you can't, actually.
Be the first player to identify
I'll have to find
character.
A Twilight remix.
Ugh. Okay.
Shake the Wii remote's buzzing.
The missing character.
Who's missing? It's Edward. It's always Edward.
Fuck.
Charlie.
Charles? Who the fuck are all those people?
Who the fuck is Mike?
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Dude, you ran out of time.
Always
Tyler.
Guess. You said Mike. I'm gonna
that's
guess Mike.
Correct.
Oh my god!
I actually didn't hit Mike.
You were gonna. You said Mike though.
Oh, dude. Now that he's in there, that silhouette
Tyler,
totally looks like Mike.
You sparkle like a diamond.
How did you not get that?
I don't know.
I sparkle like a diamond. 66,208. Well. Charlie has 9,036.
Wait, where are they getting these numbers?
The font is very Tim Burton. Based off how quick you do, you get correct. More points, it looks like.
Appropriate question on the control, or direction on the control pad. Multiple choice question. After Bella leaves her dad's house to run from James, who does Edward say is in the car behind them?
Jason Voorhees.
That's not one of the... Oh, yes, it is. Okay.
Jason Voorhees.
It's either Rosalina... Emmett from the Lego movie.
You guys have like no time left.
Alice.
I made my selection.
Oh, you did?
Fuck.
I picked Carlisle.
I said Emmett.
Wow, you guessed right away. You would have had so many points.
That's what I was going for, because I have no idea how to answer any of these.
Going for that 10 is
probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
Use your Wii remote to clear the screen.
I like hearing Edward Cullen talk about
you think
them.
You know the answer.
Use the Wii remote to clear the image faster.
Okay,
the more people shake, the faster the image will become visible. Oh, it's this shit again.
Doesn't this character after this?
Oh, we got a waggle. Oh, it's live action, dude. He's covered in Tinkerbell dust.
Sparkly.
Pick a dude.
You have no seconds.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
You're incorrect, dude.
Did you not guess?
No, I did.
Oh. Who has a mustache besides, like, Steven Seagal?
That's who it is. Pick that one.
No, it's Tom Selleck, but Tom Selleck isn't an option. Oh, it's that
guy!
Yeah,
now that you can see
I'm
him
shaking
clear
my
as
Wii
day.
Remote! It's not working! Oh, I have to hit A.
Oh, I can only guess once.
I didn't hit A. I forgot to hit A. That's her dad, right?
But
why does this say dad?
He has a name.
Tyler. Step into the
she
twilight.
Doesn't like him, so she says him, use it on a first name basis.
Oh my god.
Oh, really?
I don't fucking know.
Uh-oh. Answer the following questions correctly.
Okay.
Does this announcer guy sound like the deity or that creepy, like, godlike person from Dishonored?
Oh, it kind of does.
Right?
That's Dishonored. Sad. Make sure you hit your right D-pad button.
Well, Alice and Jasper take Bella to Phoenix. Edward says which two Collins are going to protect her father.
Well, they have to be Collins, and based off my extensive Twilight knowledge, it could be any of these people. I like Rosalina, so it's either right or down.
What makes you think... Oh, because you're picking Rosalina?
And I'm picking Emmett because I like the Lego movie. Fuck, it was the other Rosalina. If
wow.
If I had picked the other one, I would have been right.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Sean, I'm disappointed that you're having, like, good hunches.
Fuck, man, it's
answer
Twilight.
The question that follows.
Are you
this
really
clip.
Disappointed, though?
Yeah, oh, another I'm disappointed
clip.
In him.
Guys, it's another clip.
Oh, in him.
Hold on, I gotta get my chips.
I heard the chief's daughter was here.
Oh, Dr. Cullen.
Oh, my God.
Charlie?
It's that guy.
It's Dr.
That guy.
When he could talk to dogs. Dr. Doolittle.
I can't hear.
I'm sorry, do you want to watch Twilight?
Looks like he took quite a spill. How do you feel?
Good.
He's a vampire.
Look here.
Did that guy play in Batman?
He might experience some post-traumatic stress.
Look at how much makeup he has on.
Oh, post-traumatic stress. She got triggered.
Good.
Triggered.
No signs of any head trauma. I think he'll be just fine.
What
I'm
will
so
Bella
sorry,
be?
Bella. I'm really...
Papa's pissed.
You know, it would have been a whole lot worse if Edward wasn't there. He knocked me out of the way.
Edward?
Oh,
your boy?
Shit.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, he got to me so fast, he was nowhere near me.
Sounds like you were very lucky. Charlie?
And a vampire. Oh, he said Charlie! I know who Charlie is now! He's, that guy from SNL.
Whooping cough! What disease was Edward dying from when he and Dr. Cullen first met?
That has nothing to do. I'm gonna guess the plague, because that's hardcore.
Ugh.
Fuck!
Spanish flu.
What'd you guess, Andrew?
I said smallpox.
Nice, another solid
I know
guess.
That he's supposed to be like over 100 years old or something.
Well, the plague would have been a interview Two. Of the interview with the vampire ripoff.
Oh, shit, that must be what I was
thinking. Answer the following questions correctly.
We still have all
right,
our viewers, guys,
again.
Don't worry.
I'm sure they're
no
enthralled.
I actually think they are. I picked a winner. Multiple choice. What does Dr. Doolittle tell Bella is responsible for the death of Waiton?
Waylon?
Whatever, I can't read this font. A chainsaw.
The Santa Claus movie?
The roof as Santa?
That's what I picked.
I'm going with chainsaw. Aw, damn it.
It's an animal attack.
I was going to pick that one, too.
It was not the Santa one?
No.
Fuck.
It was not Tim Allen.
Like
Tyler, you sparkle like a diamond.
Be the first player to name the character from the following clues.
Oh, yeah, clues.
Shake the Wii remote to buzz in.
I'm really bad at that part. I met Bella on her first day at school.
Charlie.
Oh, fuck. I know who this is. Oh, God, I don't. It's not Edward.
Sorry. That's
fuck.
Incorrect.
You wrong?
You're wrong.
I'll wait and see more clues.
I
what
find
fuck?
Worms
like, any of this
amusing.
Fucking help you.
Who likes fucking worms? The last one's
like,
always the
best
one.
It didn't say fucking worms.
I'm in the eyes and ears of Forks High.
Oh, obviously Worm McSpy Guy.
Tyler.
All right, let's guess.
See, he's right there.
You're going to get it right, and I'm going to be so fucking mad.
Error.
That's probably. Correct.
Damn
oh
it!
My God, you're right.
Go fuck yourself.
I have so much luck when it comes
Sean,
to Twilight
Sean,
scene it, and
Sean,
nothing
luck.
Else in life.
Luck,
Sean's
yeah.
winning the Rumble, but you losing it life
like
right now.
It sucks. Whoever wins, we lose. Tyler still sparkles like a diamond.
Maybe that was the key.
Place the
he picked Tyler.
In the order in which they appeared in the
oh,
movie.
My God.
I'm going to be bad at this one. Okay.
What do we do?
You have to guess. Oh, the middle looks like a fucking fight scene. Was that last one a wedding? Did they get married?
Oh, you have to punch them in order.
I can see your answers.
That was wrong. Quick, keep going. Keep guessing. But you can't. You can't. Keep guessing.
Fuck.
You can only guess twice?
No, you got it.
Got it.
Oh, I got it?
Yeah, faster than he did, though.
Oh, nice.
Look at you got points, Charles.
I did.
Tyler.
Congratulations.
You got my hand.
777. Oh, my God. Look at how lucky I am. My lucky number
Dude,
seven.
Dude, it's a palindrome.
Yeah,
answer
same.
The following questions correctly.
Okay. What question are you on?
15, I think this is.
God.
We're almost done.
Who tears off James' head at the ballet studio and throws it in the fire?
That sounds hardcore.
It's probably not.
It's probably Emmett from really the Lego movie. It's probably Edward. He probably does it, and then he gets some from Bella.
Why does it sound like the Killing Moon? You know that song?
Oh, fuck. Alice did it?
Huh.
Emmett is the name of the guy from the Lego movie, right?
You sparkle like a diamond.
Just make sure I've been saying it this whole time.
I like Emmett.
Okay.
He is,
so fucking
answer
lame.
The question that follows this clip.
This is the best rumble you've ever been in. Shut up. All right, another clip.
What's in Jacksonville?
Tennessee.
How did you know about that?
You didn't answer my question.
Well, that's fucked up, dude.
Oh, you don't answer any of mine,
you
so.
Nosy, pasty piece of shit.
I mean, you don't even say hi to me.
Say hi to me. It's high school.
Hi.
Wow.
What a dick.
Are you going to tell me how you stopped the van?
Yeah. I had an adrenaline rush. It's very common. You can Google it.
Wow.
Now it's going to be like, do they use Bing or Google in this
Clear
universe?
In this scene, what does Bella say is in Jacksonville?
Jackson Jaguars. Floridians. Gators. Jacksonville's in Florida, right? Yes. Floridians.
Wow. That's the least fucking creative
piece
thing.
Piece of shit answer. Bella
no,
is a
sucks.
Piece of shit.
Congratulations. Okay, the writing in this movie is awful, so go with that from now on.
Be the first player to
the
identify
opposite of logic.
Who said this.
Shake the Wii Remote's buzz in. Got it. I'm down with the kids. Oh, the lead singer from Down with the Sickness.
Charlie.
Disturbed.
I'm going
Sorry.
With Charlie.
That's
oh, fuck.
Incorrect.
Down with the sickness.
I'm down with the kids.
Ooh, down with the sick kids.
Tyler.
Renee.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, it would be.
Bro, you only got so many. Billy. Fucking Bill.
Billy, sweet
Did you
Billy
lose
boy.
My number?
Tyler.
17 of 20. All right, so we're on question 17.
I think we just did 17.
Did you?
Answer the following question
sure.
correct.
I have no idea.
Another multiple choice.
I love multiple choice.
Who says you're Isabel a swan, aren't you?
I'm gonna say Tyler, because I love Tyler.
Fuck, I said Tyler too.
Dude, this game rocks.
No, it doesn't.
Tyler,
question 18.
You sparkle like a diamond.
I sparkle.
I'm pretty
like
much guaranteed to lose here.
If you get one right away, you win.
That's true. You'd be really close.
Clear the image and buzz in as soon as you know the answer.
And buzz in as soon as you know the answer.
Oh, yeah, I'll help.
It's so sparkly.
Must
and
be
out
a
of van.
Oh, fuck. It's Jacob. No, it's not.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah! Oh my God. You're so fucking close.
53?
53, yeah. Is that the last question?
Nope.
Tyler, oh, wait, one more.
No, it's going to decide it.
Are you sure it's one
answer
or two?
Might be two.
It's
I have no
two.
Fucking idea.
So, Angie, I think you need to get both of these, though. Multiple choice.
When Bella's, calls from the paper, when the operator quest.
Wow.
Payphone.
I'm going to say she didn't talk to her long. I'll say two. Is it two, three, or five? I'm going to go with because it's in the middle.
Damn it!
Oh my God!
Fuck you!
He barely got any points though because it took so long.
Still,
you can still do it. Can you? I don't know though.
This might be the last one.
Tyler.
Oh!
That's
it!
That's
nope.
the end.
That was terrible.
I've done it!
That's okay.
I've won Twilight Scene it!
You know
Fuck
what, Sean?
Fuck Tyler!
That's okay.
I don't feel bad about losing that one.
Andrew's okay with this outcome.
I kind of kicked your ass, bro. Final tally is 78,833 Tylers and 53,634 Charlies.
But like,
what happened?
That was one
continue?
Good question. I basically answered two of them right.
You answered, yeah.
I literally that one that I got right away at the fucking beginning.
Yeah,
I killed you,
a-hole.
Yeah, 20,000 right there. It would have been like a tie. Well, I think it's safe to say that was a.
I'm never getting that 15 minutes back.
New bonus material unlocked. Guess what we're doing?
Oh, boy. Bonus material.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God. They're like scenes from the movie, but stills. So bad.
Fucking Justin Bieber.
This movie was awful because, like, it was just a bunch of, like, meandering bullshit for, like, an hour and 15 minutes of just brooding people being sparkly. And then all of a sudden at the end, they were like, oh, shit, we gotta, like, end this movie. And there was a fight scene. And, like, some dude's head gets cut off. And that was it.
That's for all of the poor, poor boyfriends who got dragged to see this
They're like,
shit.
All right, fine, make it brutal.
It wasn't even that violent, though. It was so dumb. That's
You're
all
so
I remember.
So desensitized.
There was nothing that happens for, like, 90% of the movie to the end. They were just like, they'll fight now. Like, oh, okay, cool. Anyway. Well, Sean, I gotta say, you earned it with all of your wonderful Twilight knowledge.
Thanks, brah. You know, I came in with a plan. I figured if I stuck to it, come out on top.
Yeah.
I shine bright like a diamond.
You did.
That's what Edward told me.
You sparkly bastard, you.
You shine bright like an Edward.
Tyler, you glisten in the sun.
That voice acting was terrible.
Can we make a bumper out of this?
Oh, that would be good. That'd be really good.
Specifically Tyler?
I'd be down with that.
Thanks, man. I'm down with the sickness, too. I'm down with the kids, as Alice once said.
I'm down with the kids.
Was it Alice? I don't even know if it was Alice.
I think you're right.
Was it Tyler?
No, I think it was...
Only a true Twilight fan would know.
Wait.
I remember I got it wrong, but...
I thought that one was Alice.
It was the guy from
the
Disturbed.
Head cutting off part.
It was the guy from Disturbed. He was like, wah.
Oh, wah.
Yeah, that guy.
Wah, wah.
Anyway.
Well done, sir.
Good show, bro.
Well done.
So, Sean, what remix are we listening to tonight?
It was actually a joint week where we were working towards the same goal, and it was
no, it wasn't. Well, it was not. Like, I'm saving mine.
Go pick something.
We'll have
something.
To edit this
go
out in post.
Go
That's
pick
fine.
Something.
We're gonna have loads of dead air.
Do that.
If you
I'll
catch
wrap,
my drift,
I'll wrap things up here. So, new episodes premiere first as a live show on Twitch and on our website. So you can go head over to twitch.tv/8bitsandjoysticks. You can subscribe there, get notifications every time we go on the air. And you can head over to our website, 8bitsandjoysticks.com. And you can check out, we have some photos and an about section and some other cool stuff, an archive of past episodes that you can enjoy from our pre-podcasting days. Podcast goes up every single Thursday on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Stitcher, we're on Pocket Casts, we're on Double Twist, and I believe the Zune Marketplace for all of you Windows Phone
Zune
users. If you enjoy the show, then please do us a favor, share it with one of your friends, and give it a review on iTunes or your podcast app of choice, and it'll help us out with more exposures. It'll put us on the charts and help us get our name out there. So if you like the show, give us a good rating, please and thank you and all that good stuff. And make sure you keep up with us by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. So Twitter, that's at 8Bits Live. Instagram and Snapchat, I'm pretty sure, is just 8Bits and Joysticks. And then Facebook, you could just search for us. I believe it's facebook.com/8BitsandJoysticks. We're always posted on there, so make sure you do that. You can keep up with us during the week when we're not broadcasting for you guys. And if there's any song requests, soundtrack of the week suggestions, if there's something that you'd like to see us talk about on the show or discuss, or if you just any other questions in general, just want to say hi, you can send that stuff to contact@8bitsandjoysticks.com. That is also the email address. We're asking you all to send in your haikus for our Amiibo haiku contest. You can send in as many haikus as you want and let us know which Amiibo figurine you are interested in getting. That we have Pac-Man, Ness, and Toad. A reminder, we're going to be picking the first winner, not next week, but the week after, episode 55, Monday, November 2nd. So you can send all that stuff to contact at 8bitsandjoysticks.com. Next week, we have our fourth annual Halloween special. We got a playlist full of spooky game music for all of... why did I write that so stupidly?
we all know why.
Yeah?
Yeah. Fuck Tyler.
So we have a playlist of spooky game music for some of the best horror games around, and some more Halloween theme talk topics. So we encourage you guys to tune in and listen live to that. That's one of the better ones to experience live on Twitch. So we encourage you to do that if you can. If not, no big deal. But if you have the time, then why don't you consider doing that?
I would like for you to know that the Twitch stream did scare people away.
Oh, did it?
When Twilight started up.
I'm sure.
It looks like we did actually lose a decent amount of people. Hmm. But it's okay, though, because, you know, Tyler won.
All's well that ends well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Anyway,
very cool.
I have a remix picked out now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What game is it from?
It is from Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey.
Really?
It is nice called choice. The Monsike. Thank you.
Okay. That's really cool.
Thanks, brah. Sometimes I pick winners. You know?
I don't think we've done an Oddworld one yet.
We have not.
That's very cool.
It has been reviewed by DJ Pretzel, though, so just so you know.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. DJ Pretzel is a really rad dude.
He set that place up.
He's my hero.
The remixer is Orichalcon. How the fuck do you read that, Miles?
Orichalcon? Yeah.
You would be able to read that.
I think it's the name of a sword.
It would be a sword. You would know that.
Golden Sun or something.
It is a Golden Sun guy named the Orkalakan. Kelowna.
Kelowna.
Colitis.
Yeah, the Orichalcon. That's
the probably Orichalcon.
Name. Yeah, that's
is
how
the
I'd
composer.
Say it.
I'm gonna look that up now.
Yeah. Awesome. Well,
you can fix that in post. That was a sloppy delivery on my end.
That's fine. So tonight's we.
Oh, it's a Final Fantasy weapon. I was close.
Oh shit! Which one? Nine?
Fuck, I don't.
Is that a little monkey boy?
If I know of it, it's probably from Tactics Advance.
There you go. So it's not.
Tonight's remix, chosen by Sean for
all of them. Wow.
Shit.
Being the best Twilighter.
I'm the biggest Twilight fan out of all three of us.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Miles wasn't in on that. We should do another one with a third Wiimote.
Maybe.
I'm good.
I don't know if I want to go through that again.
I'm
just
okay.
Do 10 questions. We'll keep it simpler.
Forfeited me.
I call Tyler.
No, you're not allowed to be Tyler again. That's fuck. Like choosing an odd job.
Fuck Tyler. All
it's
chops.
Not fair.
That's a great reference.
Odd job, all chops.
So this is
slaps
the Monsaic.
Only?
My mistake. I like saying all chops.
This is the Monsaic from Oddworld Abe's Odyssey. The artist is the Orichalcon. We will post a link for you guys to download the song for free in the podcast description or show notes. This is from OC Remix. Thank you so much for joining us for tonight's episode. Be sure to check in next week for our fourth annual Halloween show. Really looking forward to that one. Get your Amiibo haiku contest submissions in there, and we will see you guys next week. Good night, everybody.